your family just never...
No, we never had one.
What would you fry eggs in?
Skillet. That's the old fashioned. Huh? Frying pan. Everybody used to say skillet.
That's the old fashioned?
Yeah.
What would you say now?
Frying pan.
Did you ever see a real old fashioned one that had little legs on it that you'd use in the fireplace?
No, I never did see one.
Did you ever hear something called a spider? And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
vase?
And he was setting the table next to each plate for people to eat with. You give everybody a...
napkin, knife and fork.
And...
saucer.
And say you had soup. You'd have a...
soup bowl.
And
a... saucer.
What would be the eating utensil?
The spoon.
Okay. And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go...
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes...
you have to dry the dishes.
Or before that, you get the suds off.
You have to rinse the dishes.
Okay. So you say she does what? To the dishes.
She rinses.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Dish towel.
Did you ever have to do that one too?
Yeah. Cook, wash dishes. I raised mine too good. My mama told me I clean house, wash, cook, just like the girls.
You enjoy cooking?
Sometimes. Now if I do it, it's a rare occasion, so I don't mind.
You wouldn't like to do it every day, huh?
Wouldn't mind.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
Any other name for that?
Wash towel.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And something that they used to make out of sugar cane, or they still make out of sugar cane?
Syrup. Sugar.
Is there something similar to syrup, like made out of sorghum?
Molasses.
What's the difference?
Sorghum syrup. Tastes different.
What?
Sorghum syrup.
What about molasses? How does...
molasses thicker than average syrup.
It doesn't taste as good?
No, I don't believe so. Because most of these syrups got a lot of additives to them.
Uh-huh.
You see, molasses is more or less just cooked down to...
it's real thick.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear them called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
You know, did you ever see sugar
cane,
the juice ground out of it? Mm-hmm. What do you call that stuff
you
got left from the cane itself
as the
juice?
The pulp.
Huh?
The pulp.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called
bagasse?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
What's the difference?
No. What did you hear it called bagasse? Well, from people, I used to be a great lover of sugar cane. That when they chew it, see when you chew it, the only difference is you may get a little more juice out of it when you grind it. You see, but when you chew it, and it teach me how to spit stuff out because I swallow it.
And you call that the
bagasse?
Bagasse.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses, what would it come in?
Last we bought come in a plastic container. It used to come in a gallon can. It used to come in a glass jar.
Did you ever hear the expression, a stand of syrup?
No.